Are we entering a period just like the 1970s? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Welcome to episode 107. Let's talk about what's going on today in the current economic system. And remember, none of this is meant to be financial advice or investment advice, okay? This is for educational purposes only. But right now, record highs are hiding a massive retirement risk. The stock market is at all-time high gains again. Tech stocks are exploding. AI is driving massive optimism. And Wall Street is just kind of acting like the future is perfectly clear. But underneath the surface, nearly half of some of the major indexes out there, and an index is something like the S&P 500, are still technically in bear markets, meaning they're down. Oil prices are surging. Inflation may not actually be under control. And I'm sure you felt that at the gas pump and at the grocery store. And some analysts are starting to compare today's environment to the late 1970s, one of the strangest economic periods in modern history. It was a period where inflation soared, interest rates exploded higher, and yet stocks somehow still rallied. So the big question is, what does that mean for people who are approaching retirement? Because if this environment really is changing, the old retirement playbook may not work the way people expect. Now, I subscribe to an investment newsletter, more of a macroeconomic newsletter called The Wellington Letter, that's produced by a guy named Burt Doman and his team. And this is a guy who's pretty much called every bull and bear market over the past 40 years. So he knows what he's talking about. I highly recommend it. I think it's like $75 a month. But they believe we are entering a market environment similar to 1978 through 1980. So back then, inflation was high. Interest rates were rising. Commodities exploded higher. He actually called the recent silver bull market. Gold surged. And eventually stocks still pushed upward because investors were looking for inflation hedges. So the argument is basically this. If governments tolerate higher inflation and monetary policy stays relatively loose, money has to go somewhere. And historically, some of that money always flows into stocks, commodities, energy, precious metals, and other hard assets. Now, whether you agree with every conclusion in this letter or not, I think they bring up an important point that markets and economies do not always behave the way people expect. In fact, they rarely behave the way people expect. And here's the part that I think matters the most for retirees or near retirees. A lot of people near retirement still believe the biggest risk is a market crash. But historically, one of the biggest risks has actually been inflation combined with volatility of a market crash. Because even if your portfolio eventually recovers, inflation quietly erodes purchasing power the entire time. And when you're withdrawing income during volatile periods, sequence of returns risk becomes incredibly dangerous. And we've talked about that a lot on this podcast. So that's the hidden problem. It's inflation and market volatility. Now, you can survive volatility while you're working and contributing, but volatility feels very different once you're taking income out every month. And not only are you seeing that balance go down because of your withdrawals, but you're seeing it go down because of market losses. That's very uneasy for people who don't have a steady income anymore. Think about it. If someone retires with a $1 million portfolio and starts pulling income during a period of elevated inflation, rising interest rates, and sharp market swings, the order of returns or the sequence of returns matters enormously. So retirees can average the exact same long-term return, and one runs out of money much earlier because the bad years happen first. And I've shown that example before too. But this is why so many people in their late 50s and 60s are shifting psychologically, because during the accumulation years, people are chasing growth. I call that phase one of your financial life. But near retirement, you move into phase two and people start asking a completely different question of how much of my life savings do I really want exposed to uncertainty? Another point the newsletter highlighted was market breadth. Even though indexes are hitting new highs, a surprisingly large percentage of the stocks in those indexes are still in bear markets. And that's important because indexes can sometimes hide weaknesses underneath the surface. In fact, Goldman Sachs data referenced in a report that showed the median S&P 500 stock is still roughly 13% below its 52-week high, even while the overall index is hitting new records. So that means that a relatively small number of stocks may be driving most of the gains. And we've seen environments like this before. The dot-com era, or what they called the dot-bombs, certain periods right before corrections, and highly concentrated AI-driven rallies in the recent past. And again, that doesn't automatically mean a crash is coming tomorrow, but it does mean retirees should think carefully about concentration risk. How much of your portfolio is sitting in something that could be lost? And of course, this is an annuity podcast. We're going to talk about annuities. This is where guaranteed income strategies enter the conversation. Because when markets become more uncertain, and when inflation is elevated, and when retirees become emotionally exhausted trying to time everything, many people start to realize they don't actually need all of their money chasing maximum returns forever. What they really want and need is stability. And this is one reason annuities have become much more popular over the last several years. Okay, we're getting better information out there. People are starting to understand them more. And it's not because people suddenly hate the stock market, but because retirees are trying to solve a different problem, reliable income. They didn't have to used to think about this with defined benefit pensions. Now they do. And there's a huge difference between building wealth and converting wealth into dependable retirement income. So those are two completely different skill sets. So a properly designed retirement plan may include market exposure for growth, that is important, inflation-sensitive assets, maybe things like TIPS, cash reserves, always a good idea, and guaranteed income sources that continue regardless of market volatility. That's the key. Not putting everything into one bucket. Because if this newsletter, the Wellington Letter, is even partially right, and we really are entering a more inflationary, volatile environment, retirees may need more balance than they've had during the last decade of relatively easy markets that just keep going up and up and up. That can't last forever. Now, one thing I have learned over the past decade when talking to retirees is this. At some point, the goal has to change, okay? The purpose has to change, and it stops being, how do I maximize returns? And it becomes, how do I protect my lifestyle? How do I protect my spouse? How do I protect my peace of mind and my ability to enjoy retirement without constantly watching CNBC? Because retirement isn't just a math problem. It's an emotional transition, and environments like this expose that reality. Markets may continue higher. Inflation may persist. Commodities may boom. AI may reshape entire industries, but none of us know exactly how or when that plays out. So what matters is having a strategy that allows you to participate in opportunities without putting your entire retirement at risk. And that's exactly what we do at Atlas Financial Strategies. We will analyze your current plan and we will do what's called an income clarity call. And I will let you know if an annuity is an appropriate fit for your retirement plans. And if it's not, I'll let you know that too. So you can book your income clarity call at atlasannuity.com. It'll be a short Zoom call where I'll just answer some questions and maybe get some information if it sounds like it could be a good fit for you. And if you're new to annuities, then the best thing to do is watch my 5-part video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can also find at atlasannuity.com by going to the video section. And it should pop up at the top of the page. This has been fun sharing with you guys. Again, this is not investment advice. Do your own research, but also get some clarity. Feel free to reach out with questions by booking that income clarity call, atlasannuity.com. I want to thank you for joining me. If you found this information helpful, please share it and subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. And again, thank you for joining me. I really enjoy doing this, and I hope the information is helpful. And again, this has been episode number 107 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll see you in the next episode.